Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Craig up in the space station. No, not in the space station, and my house, just my regular house. The following podcast is not real, but it is really brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. They've been sponsoring us for so long, I wonder if they set up auto-sponsor and then forgot about it. You know, just in case, don't bring it up to them. Anyway, I think we're about ready to start the show, so take it away.
Attention, citizens of Earth. The following podcast is not real and does not constitute proof of alternate dimensions, no matter how attractive their existence may currently seem. Not only is this not real, but it's being performed live as part of the Chicago Podcast Festival at the historic Athenaeum Theater, across from the historic Golden Apple, serving coffee that many would describe as historic. Now, switch off your deductive reasoning and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never heard the podcast before, but it's going to be okay. I'll be here to guide you through the entire experience. I know what it's like to be a stranger in a strange land. This is pretty much everything you need to know. About a year and 8 or 9 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. And I fell through that dimensional portal into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. It's sort of like Narnia or Middle Earth or Prydain, if you need a deeper cut. And I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through that portal from the Burger King into my computer. And I use that to upload a podcast. I record every week in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, where we are now. In the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, my buddy, my boon companion, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
You look great.
Good, oh, good.
Yeah.
Do I look different at all, or do I look good?
There's something about your face.
Yeah.
You look,
Yeah, somebody said I look like my friend Simmons. Another friend said I look like my friend Gene, so I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's something about my fur today that people are being complimentary about.
Yeah. I'm going to ask this. This is an embarrassing question.
No, please. That's all you ask, so.
That's true. Chunt, are you wearing makeup?
I am. I went down to the riverbed, and I got some water and just kind of accentuated my fur and put a little makeup in. Got my hair a little wet, put some makeup on, feeling like a real pretty lady.
It works. It works for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
So how is it being King of the Badgers?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, there's something new I'm doing where I'm trying to be a better listener, because I feel like you always ask the same bullshit questions. And you know, spout the same platitudes, and I'm trying to be a better listener. So tonight especially, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be actively present. I'm not going to just wait. I'm going to listen, and not just listen, but hear. Because in every conversation, there's really three conversations going on. There's a conversation here, there's a conversation in my brain, and there's a conversation in your brain. And sometimes a fourth conversation, which is Isidore muttering to himself.
It's true. That is absolutely
true. So in every conversation going on, there's really four conversations.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and be more authentically present, more in the moment, listen to you, give you what you need, and not roll my eyes when you say, you know, what's up, bud? How's it to be king? What's next? Any of those bullshit, you know? Does that make sense? I want to make sure that you heard me.
Yeah.
That you didn't just listen to that, but that you heard me.
Yeah. Here's my question. Why are we friends again?
Oh, come on.
You are adorable. That's the thing.
Bing bong.
I'm sort of realizing, like, the things a normal friend would say to you, and you'd be like, that guy's a dick. He's not my friend anymore. When an adorable talking badger says them, you're just like,
softens the blow.
I love that badger.
Plus, I mean, you never leave the tavern, so who else are you going to be friends with?
That's true.
Yeah. Convenience.
Yeah.
Let's face it, convenience.
Yeah. Honestly, whoever sits at this table regularly is going to be my best friend.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of people that are usually sitting at this table,
know that once you introduce him, the volume in this bar.
I know. Chunt.
What?
What if we didn't?
Not introduce Isidore?
What if we just didn't introduce Isidore? Like, ever. No one in this tavern would care.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Yes, he's right behind you.
All right. I'm also joined by my second favorite boon companion. Oh, wait, no. He's very sadly dragging his expensive-looking crystal wand behind him. I am joined by the most powerful wizard in Foon, Isidore the Lighter Blue.
Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius. Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, and I am known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar.
It's got a real Rocky Horror vibe in the tavern, so.
And there may be other secrets.
What it means is there are a lot of virgins in the tavern tonight.
What a vibe do I have?
There's just sort of a Rocky Horror vibe. I also, Isidore, I love, we should do this more often. We should have you travel across all the different microphones, like doing part of your name in one microphone, part of it in another. So people who listen to podcasts, like at home in surround sound, it's like you're a helicopter circling.
All of your magical microphone devices surely capture my voice in the same way, do they not?
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm doing it wrong.
You know, there's a Rocky here in Foon. Have I told you about Rocky?
No.
Okay. Well, he's this weird guy who lives up on top of a hill, and anytime wizards fight, he comes running down and he wants to see wizards fighting, and he yells, and fucking, and sucking. He's a real weird dude, but that's what he does.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's weird. If you see two wizards fighting, what do you want to see them do next?
Think about it.
So you see a wizard fight and you're like, this fight's exciting, but I want to see some fucking and sucking.
Yes, yes, you see two wizards fighting, you think, what an amazing spectacle of magical power. How incredible that they use the very forces of nature to control the air and the wind and the earth beneath them. But what if one of them sucked the other one off? That would be something.
Well, just looking around the tavern tonight, I know there's at least one 10-year-old that wants to know more about that.
It's a tavern.
It's
not a place for children.
It's a tavern.
I can't help what the people want.
Well,
I would be happy to just engage in a wizard fight like normal. Blast someone with an ice spell. Shatter their arm off since it's all ice now. Watch it grow back due to the powers of nature. Set their face aflame. You know, stuff like that. And then, and then sometimes I kick them when they're down.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It's not typical wizard battle fight, but I like to get in there, get messy.
Do any wizards fight fair?
No, not a single one. We all fight dirty. Lots of hair pulling.
It looks like someone pulled your
I don't know what you're talking about.
It looks like someone pulled your mustache mostly.
No,
off.
Got a real
probably not. I think you're wrong.
Your mustache looks like orthodontal headgear right now. I know that doesn't mean anything to you, and I will not answer any follow-up questions about it.
How are you doing, Arnie? I feel like we don't ask that enough. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling good that I'm newly motivated to join Usador's quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
Yes. Now that Usador has Arnold and Chunt joining his quest, I've set out to find new information that will help us defeat the Dark Lord. This very week, I did spend time in Gratax looking through ancient scrolls and texts, looking for a bit of information that may give us an upper hand against that evil tyrant.
Is there something we could do that's like some sort of like, you know, go back in time and defeat the Dark Lord, like some sort of warp back in time?
We could try to do the time warp again, I suppose, yes.
Yeah.
Would that work?
Let's do the time warp again. Is there like a
sorry. Let me just take, I just need to take a step to my left.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a step to my right.
You put your hands on your hips.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Just like that.
No, we're saying a lot of times you put your hands on your hips.
Oh, I do, yeah. And also, bring it in tight.
What?
What?
What does that mean?
It's just a thing I do.
It's a weird thing to say.
People are always like, oh, that Arnie, he's always just bringing it in tight.
Nobody says that.
I've heard people say
that. Damn it, Arnie. I love you. I love you. I love you, bud. You look great. I'm sorry. Oh. You look great. Better listener. Appreciative. You look great. You look amazing.
Chunt, you look like a cosplay ghost of yourself right now. You look like the Grudge.
Two.
The Grudge 2 goes to a child's Halloween dress-up party.
Oh, I was just numbering
also,
your insults.
Also, you're a good
friend. You're a good friend. Enough of this riffraff. Do we have a guest?
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to our guest. I'm so lucky to be joined by Charles the Magic Turkey.
Good evening.
Hey, Charles, I'm always excited to talk to talking animals.
Well, I'm excited to be a talking animal myself.
I love birds.
Could I sit farther away from him?
Yeah, Usador, would you move over?
Sure.
He's been staring at me since I arrived.
I don't mean to be forward or rude. Are you red-breasted?
Well, I'll just let me take my vest off.
Oh, you don't need to check. I just saw your... Oh, yes, you are. Wow. That's stunning. Wow, that is stunning.
Thank you. Well, it's inherited.
Okay.
It's hereditary.
Oh, wow.
So I take no credit for it myself.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is beautiful plumage.
Well,
I mean,
thank
kudos.
You.
Yeah,
beautiful
kudos.
Plumage. Thank you very much.
Chunt, are you looking to become a turkey?
No, I mean, you know, what happens, you know, but... No, I just wanted to be complimentary. I'm trying to be, again, more authentically present, and I feel like you're just in a very attractive...
Well, I would respect you if you wanted to... If you identified as a turkey, I would understand that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I could identify as a turkey.
You seem to be in transition right now.
Yeah.
Between badger and, I'm thinking skunk.
A lot of people say that. A lot of people say that. You'd be surprised how hard it is to look like a badger. A lot of times people are just like, you know, oh, you should look like a badger. And it's like, have you tried this? Like,
just be a badger. You are a badger, be a badger. That's how people will know you're a badger, if you're just yourself.
That's how I feel. I'm like, I'm just going to be myself. I don't need to be a wizard or a badger. I'm going to be Arnie Niekamp from Chicago, Illinois. And people are going to fucking love that I'm keeping it tight.
So it's, I'm very excited to be in town.
Yeah, Charles, what brings you to Hogsface?
Well, I'm here to bury my father.
Oh.
Oh, I'm so, sorry to hear it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Do you mind if I ask?
He was killed in a hunting accident.
Oh.
Well, they say it was an accident.
Terrible.
I think it was murder.
Mm-hmm. Who was he?
Well, I wasn't there, but I hear the only thing I've heard so far is that a man ran down from the mountain, shot him, ran in over to him as he lay dying. Uh-huh. He got in his face and said, "You're dying!" And fucking and sucking for some reason. He said that as well.
I think it's catching on. I think that phrase is catching on.
Yeah. So, how did...
So it'll just be, I believe it was murder because he was shot and then he was prepped and eaten.
Oh.
So I'm here to bury the bones.
Yeah.
And maybe I can talk to you later about reanimating them.
I would love to try that. I mean, for the birds are what brought me to life. I, the very conspiracy of air and wind and rain and birds that did say, "Foon doth need a champion. I strike forth Usador, for you shall be our leader and our great savior." So I'd like to help if I can.
Thank you very much.
There was a brief period of time where I dabbled slightly in black magic, and I hate to bring this up, but it is knowledge I have, so I feel like I should share it with you. There is a way I know to reanimate a dead turkey, but it involves...
Yes, this is an old cliche. You're talking about the wishbone.
Yes, you each grab a part of it.
It's I'm a turkey. I know all about it.
If that's insensitive, I'm sorry.
It's a bit insensitive.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
We could try burying him in the parents' cemetery.
What's a parent cemetery?
Oh, you bury your parents in there and they come back, but they come back changed.
So, Charles, I've got a question for you. You're a magic turkey.
Yes.
In what way are you, like, what is your magical ability?
Well, I'm talking.
Oh, yeah.
Very Arnie, good. You're very good at it, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I've clearly been here a year and 8 or 9 months because I just 100% took that for granted.
For 2 years, you've called me a fucking talking badger. And now all of a sudden it's commonplace? Come on, dude.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, I don't consider myself magic.
Oh, I see.
I grew up in a talking turkey family.
A talking turkey family?
It wasn't odd to me.
Yeah. So your whole family talked?
Yes. And we weren't fancy about it, you know. We didn't hold it over anyone else.
Sure.
That's bullshit.
What's that?
I'm sorry?
Was that your voice?
You said that's bullshit?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Ignore that.
It seemed like another voice came out of your mouth.
Someone just said that's bullshit.
Nope.
Guys.
Was it me?
This is a very important question. Is there ventriloquism in Foon?
No, there's no ventriloquism.
What's what?
Nothing at all. Don't worry about it.
I'm down here.
Who is that?
Yeah, that's me. I'm down here.
It's sort of coming from his beak, but it seems to be coming a little lower.
I'm down the esophagus.
All right. Yes, I have a duck that is stuffed and living inside of me.
So what you're telling us is you aren't a magic turkey at all, but you're some sort of turduck.
No.
I would say a durkey.
I definitely would not say that.
I'd say... If he's part duck, part turkey, he'd be a turkey.
Nope.
I am a turkey with a duck inside.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Seems like you could say it faster, that's all.
You know what? One of the things I love about Foon is compared to my world is that you know, it's not fast-paced. Like, you can explain fully what a thing is. You don't have to shorten all the words.
Oh, how true that is, Arnold. For if you wish to explain something...
Oh, here he goes again.
All you need do is use all the words in your vocabulary so that it is explained most fully, and all do understand what thou hast said. Ah, yea, you use every bit of nuance and capability in your power so that you may take a concept... Fully lay it out before those in front of you and have them fully comprehend it.
Now, I can't see anything out there, but whoever just spoke has like a Dairy Queen hat on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know about the Queen of Dairy?
What is the Queen of Dairy in Foon?
It's a female cow in Foon who reigns over all the milk production.
Oh, wow.
And she's got a curly Q crown.
She has a curly Q crown.
She's got a beautiful curly Q crown, yes.
Wow.
All know her.
Also, Arnie, just because you sit at this tavern all day and don't do anything doesn't mean Foon isn't fast-paced.
There's plenty to do out there, you know. There's hunting.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Charles.
I'm sorry you brought that up.
He's a crybaby. He does it to himself. He wants sympathy.
Duck, what is your name?
Yeah, Duck, what is your name?
I don't think anybody's ever asked him that.
No, I just don't, you know, no one really gets involved because they can't see me and they, you know, they're not really interested. My name is Puddle Hump.
Puddle Hump?
Puddle Hump.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
There's got to be a story.
Classic duck name.
Classic duck name?
Oh, Puddle Hump, yes.
Guys, I don't know if I'm an outlier, but I fucking love Puddle Hump.
Ah, thanks. Thanks. Who's that? Who's talking?
Oh, my name is Chunt. You can't see me, but I'm a badger. I'm a badger.
Very good.
Oh, thank you, Charles.
Absolutely.
And you can't see me, but I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Sonan and Hoogstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And Puddleump, beg all you may. There are other secret names that you shall ne'er hear escape my lips.
Oh, come on, give us one.
All right. The poultry of Foon actually know me as Stinklefeather Whizzlebeard.
Well, you don't have to tell me.
Well, of course not, yes.
Oh, I also know, and I'll share one. Actually, speaking of Dairy Queen, the cows know Usador as Hot Patootie.
Hot Patootie? Hot Patootie, bless your soul.
Yes, that is a true thing.
Well, you know what?
We try to avoid wizards.
Oh, turkeys or...
No, the two of us.
Oh.
We've had some bad times with magical people.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's not your fault. We grew up in a farmyard, and there was a chicken there who had been used as a witch's familiar.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it could steal the soul from someone. And so when the witch died, the chicken maintained that power.
Uh-huh.
And to keep everyone safe...
They stuffed the chicken inside of me.
Oh.
So there's a chicken inside of me.
And there's a duck inside of me.
Oh.
Wait. Puddle Hump, you have a chicken stuffed inside of you?
Yeah, I got a chicken in me down my throat. And then I'm down here inside Charles.
I hate to ask, but can we talk to you, chicken?
All right, yeah, he's in there. Hang on. It's very tight in here, you know. We can't really move around. It's not like we've got an apartment, you know. It's just stuck inside an esophagus. All right, I'll try to... Hey, you awake? That's pretty much all we ever get out of him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Man, just a whimper.
Yeah, he's not in a good way. He's inside a duck, inside a chick, turkey.
Turkey, yeah. It's a turkey. I'm a turkey.
Oh, I can't see you. What am I know?
It must be hard to go on dates.
Are you asking me or
all three of you?
Well, let's let the chicken answer that.
Ooh.
It seems lonely down there.
Oh, he's not happy.
Oh, I would imagine not.
If he got really angry, he could take your soul and swap it with anyone else here.
Well, then I shall not anger him.
That's terrifying.
For I do not want my soul swapped, and plus, I love birds.
Yeah, you are really freaking me out.
You are three birds.
Three birds!
Three birds!
That's a very scary power that chicken has, but I'm sure we don't have to worry about that. I'm sure this isn't like a Chekhov's chicken situation.
A what?
I don't want to talk
about... Is that like a to-do list thing?
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff that I just barely understand. Like, there's literally two words are about the extent of my knowledge of that.
You've never met a chidurkey?
A what?
A chidurkey. This it's the first time I'm meeting one, but a chidurkey, a chicken duck turkey.
A chicken duck turkey.
A chicken that lives in a duck that lives in a turkey. Classic.
Can't I just be Charles?
Yeah. You just want to be Charles.
Charles, I'm sorry. You're right. That was very rude.
No, wait. He can't be just Charles because Puddle Hump's inside of him.
Well, now the chicken is getting angry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wait. You know what? Let's take a moment and let's try to all sort of settle ourselves, not let any things that live inside ourselves get angry.
Guys, I'll let you finish. I'm going to let you finish. I just want to let you know, I know chickens very well. I used to be a chicken, and everyone needs to be a little bit still because if you start to move, it's the pelvic thrust that will drive it insane. Who pelvic thrusted?
Let's try to soothe our inner chicken. That's not a euphemism. But we actually need to take a moment and hear from one of our sponsors. And we have a new one. So please give a listen to this new sponsor.
Hello. My name is Shane Gamador, father of the Nation of Caissons, son of Mom and them, and badass motherfucker. I'm from the forgotten land of Detroit. I'll be organizing a rally at the outpost of the forgotten land of Detroit on the fortnight before the annual Blood Fest. Feel free to stay around for the Blood Fest, always delicious. We're organizing a challenge to challenge the challenging of the unchallengeable. We have to challenge the challenge of the unchallengeable together. Last time I tried to organize this, no one showed up, but this time, come on, guys. If we all get on board with this, we'll morph into the unchallengeable ourselves, and then the former unchallengeable will have to challenge us. And that's the way it should be. Thank you.
That's a great new sponsor.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Detroit?
No.
Oh, boy. Let me think of all the references. There's Grant, who lives at the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of birds with red wings.
Mm-hmm.
Scary Banders lives there. He's one of the fastest uh-huh. people in Foon.
Wow.
Yeah. That's about it.
That's about it.
It's where the play Automaton Constable is set. It's a story of a constable who loses his life and is brought back to life as a mechanical automaton. And he doles out justice with a grave seriousness. It's actually a very funny play. People don't pick up on that a lot.
Well, Charles, I'm still curious to learn more about, like, are there more poultry like you? Like, are there other, like, is this a common happenstance for...
I think I'm unique because it's a protection to keep the chicken from wreaking havoc on everyone's uh-huh. souls.
Wow. So there's not, like a duck who has, like, a duck shoved down his throat, who has, like a goose.
Oh, if you know anybody, tell me. I'd love a support group.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you should get together with Duck Duck Goose.
Why do you look so fucking pleased with yourself? What are you talking about?
Just keeping it tight.
So, Charles, I don't want to. If this is something you want to talk about, but if not, you know, you're here to bury your father.
Yes.
Did you have a good relationship with him?
Well, yes, we got along as well as turkeys do. You know, we just kind of wandered around each other.
Puddle hump. How did you feel about Charles's father?
I only met him once. And I was not happy with him until the chicken changed his soul.
Oh. The chicken changed his soul?
Yeah. He swapped his soul with, it's funny to say, as you'll hear in just a second, with a bowl of soup.
Oh, with a bowl of soup?
The soul of a bowl of soup. It was a haunted bowl of soup.
Do you remember when I was trying to put soup in my butt for a while?
Oh, yeah, soup.
That was weird.
That was.
Arnold, isn't your favorite food soup?
My favorite food in Foon is soup.
It's possible that you ate Charles's father.
Oh.
Or at least his soul.
His soul.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mind that at all, but that makes me very upset.
Yeah, that would make me upset as well.
Do you think perhaps I could try to talk to my father if he's still inside you?
I mean, I have it. It seems crazy, but I have had a lot of soup.
Terith Kenlin Ching Karathang Kai Chiai Keen Thie.
Son.
Father.
Son, there's so many things I was never able to tell you.
Oh, give me a few.
I think six will be plenty.
Don't worry, we'll keep track by counting them.
Number one.
I had sex with your aunt.
My pet aunt?
Yes.
He's so tiny.
Yes.
I'm so glad this is Charles's father talking and not Arnold.
I'm just listening. To the soup stuff.
Arnie, shut up. This is Charles's father's time.
Yes, I had sex with your pet aunt.
I hope it was consensual.
It was.
Oh, thank whoever I would thank here.
You're welcome.
Also,
number two.
I'm not really your father.
What? But you
buried the lead on that.
You looked just like me before you were soup.
Yes, I know. I'm a trickster turkey.
Do tell.
Well, I go from farmyard to farmyard, murdering turkeys, taking their identity, raising their children as my own, and then having sex with their pet aunts. What's that?
You still have four more after this.
I know. This soup had better speed it up.
All right. Soup dad, three.
Yeah, let's let that one go. I don't really care about number two.
Also, I sold all of your toys.
My toys?
Yes. You know what? I'm a real asshole. I wish I had some nice secrets.
Tell me about mother.
Well, my mother was...
No, my mother.
Oh, your mother. Your mother loved you very much.
I thought so.
And you know what? She's still alive.
What? What?
Yes. Your mother's, before she died, her soul was swapped with a stool.
Let me clarify what kind of stool you mean.
The kind of stool that would touch your butt.
Well, I'm a turkey, so there's pretty much stool on my butt all the time. Mm-hmm.
Chunt, what's going on over there? There's a lot going on between this soup and this turkey.
No, I just didn't know if I was sitting on this guy's mom.
Oh.
The two over here are okay. They have no souls in them. Oh, yeah, this one's got a soul in it for sure. Here, there you go.
Oh, let's hear from the mom. Let's hear a few things from the mom.
Mom is being... Mom? Mom.
Hello.
Mom. Oh, I'm so excited to know you're alive in a way.
Oh, son, there are so many things I wish I could have told you.
Tell me 10 of them, Mother.
10! 10 things!
I think 10 will be enough.
Well, one,
I helped murder your father, then I shacked up with a trickster turkey. I pretended that I was being tricked, but I wasn't.
Old news.
Oh, okay. Also...
His mom sounds like a dad dressing up like a woman trying to win his kids back.
Yes.
Also, if there are 10, maybe they should be simpler.
All right, let me speed through these. I dyed my feathers.
Two.
Right. I lied about what I did during the day.
Three.
You don't need to know what or
Four.
Why.
Five.
Also, I did not like the play Farts.
Wow.
You didn't like Farts, Mother?
I did not. I did not like...
Maybe you just
didn't. I did not like the play Farts.
Maybe you just didn't get it.
Oh, I got it.
It's very subtle, Farts.
Look, all right. Maybe I should see Farts again and give it a chance.
Imagine if we could actually see Farts.
Imagine if we could. Imagine if we could. Imagine if we could.
Imagine if we could.
What a world.
Imagine if we could.
Imagine if we could.
Imagine that. If Farts were visible and we could see them floating before us in all their magnificent and horrid glory, I, the very methane that doth exuant from thine anus, would take form in a green or brown or blackish state, I, and their eggy and artichoke smells would be visible to the thine naked eye.
And, you know, we have another guest that we should check in with little bit. Who actually, he's a poet, and maybe he'll be able to do maybe a poem from the famous play Farts. I'd love to learn more about the play Farts. But anyway, please welcome the poet laureate of Foon, Spurt the Elder.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I almost just instinctively sat
you
on your mother.
You are obligated to stand for the rest of the show.
I know. Oh, this is hard for me.
Hello, Spurt.
Hello, Usador. Wonderful to see you again.
Wonderful to see you.
Good Mr. Turkey.
Hello.
I could not but help to eavesdrop o'er your conversation, and I might have some... lines of verses to help deal with the various personalities within you. And you too, Arnie.
Oh, really? That's right. I have soup in me.
It is quite the coincidence that I myself have been in some dark times of doubt. And something inside of me that I did not expect was there. And that it is there. And the... great balm of poetry is what helps one get through such times. And mayhap, perhaps, somehaps, Mr. Charles, Chunt, Arnie, and Usador, this might help you.
Our troubles are actually physical. You're talking metaphor right now.
Oh.
Good point, Puddle Hump.
That's...
like, we literally have things inside us.
It's not as if poetry is... useful? But maybe we can pretend it is, right?
Okay, let's go!
Okay. This latest verse is called Diffident Dreams of a Mysterious Muse Wherein Spurt Gains Wisdom. Each night as I lay my quill to rest and think on verses written, wondering which one was the best, though all have left me smitten. But Vishtosh, quick, my pride is reversed, and I fear now my talent is but a gimmick. My inner echo chamber suddenly cursed, by the sound of some inner critic. A disembodied voice, no sympathy evident, wit sharper than the claws of a griffin, with nose upturned to insecurities sent through some alternate universe sniffin'. I recoil in disdain from what I did think, a perfect pot of poetic nomenclature, but no poesy perfume could mask the stink. And now I hold a shattered mirror up to nature. Pride becomes shame and self-wrath, as the barbs now come unbidden, exhausted as Arnie attempting math, from failing to keep my flaws hidden. And yet I count myself lucky and rejoice. In retrospect, I know that I needed it. I'll admit that sometimes that bitchy, stuck-up voice is funnier than the work that preceded it. That helps me get through the night.
Excellent.
That was great.
I feel a lot better, actually. Thank you.
Because you physically, in reality, have a corporeal voice within you and within that voice.
No, I got it.
Okay. I won't go on.
Thank you.
I thought it was lovely. So much better than that horrible play, Farts.
Oh, Farts? You don't like Farts?
I don't like the play Farts.
It's a foolish masterpiece.
Well, if you think it's so good, why don't you do that ridiculous poem that ends the play Farts?
The final
fart poem. You know, the one that is so profound?
Yes. I will give you the final poem from The Magnificent Farts, the grand opus of Foon. Gentles, we thank you for coming here, for sure, as we did let forth our air from this humble aperture. Please clap, put your hands together, do not shame us, though our words come not from our mouth, but our anus. And think not our egos are some little bit swole, though our words come from our collective cast's gaping shithole. You can dodge the sharp points of insecurity's darts now that you have enjoyed this play we call Farts.
Wow, that's good.
Oh, that gets me every
mother,
time.
Mother, that must have changed her mind.
I like it. I don't know what's wrong with your mother, but I think it's...
Mother, what could you have against that?
Well, it's just weird that they don't talk about thoughts so much until the very last poem of the whole play.
Well, it's a lot of metaphor within that play, and by the end of it you say, no, the farts you thought were real or images are actual farts. I love saying that word over and over again.
Can I divulge a secret that I've been holding on? Onto? Oh.
Sure.
Holding in and holding on
yeah.
to?
Yeah.
I happen to know some information. Chicken. I don't know if you know your mother had another child. Your mother's other child, their soul was swapped with a mug.
Ooh.
And now, Chicken, your sibling wants to talk to you. This is beautiful.
Like Arnold would say, this is good tape.
Well, now all three of you have closure.
Man, the chicken would like to say something, although he can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he lets me know with kind of like a code he taps out with his foot on my stomach. He's going to swap souls. He's going to swap the wizard with the badger. Here he goes.
Yeah, baby.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos. The elves know me as... Do I really have to go through all this?
Yes, if you can.
Oh, fuck you, Arnie. The elves know me as Fiang Yelik.
Fangy Yelik.
The dwarves know me as Zonin Hun Sengis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Mesa. And there are other secret names you may not know, like Biscuit Meniscus.
Just to let you know, this curse does last for a good 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
I'm okay with that. Seems like a fun time to me.
Chunt, just
see what's
talk
going on under these robes. I'm going to be busy for a while.
Guys, just... I know you've swapped souls for a little bit, but, like, just know to respect each other's bodies, you know? You're temporary.
Oh, Chunt, no. Chunt, come on.
I'm sorry, Usador.
I can't believe this is happening at the end of the week. This is one of the freakiest Fridays I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's weird that they switch bodies and vice versa. Less popular.
It's like we're all 18 again.
Yeah. It makes me feel young. I feel like I'm 13 going on 30. Well, Charles, there's been so much for you to process, like...
It's been quite a day for me, yes.
Yeah.
I found out that my father, who was not my father, was then switched souls with a bowl of soup and then drunk by a human being who turns out to be sitting on my mother.
Yeah. It's a tale as old as time. Well, Charles, I hope you'll come back to the tavern sometime if you ever want to visit your... Mother, I guess you could. There's no reason you couldn't take this stool with you.
Well, I don't have thumbs.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm going to have to remember that excuse when my mother comes to visit.
Bro, bro, we would love for your mother to come visit. Bro, 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 bro.
I am not looking forward to next week's episode. And I would like to say that you come back and visit your father, but I mean, I don't know that this soup is going to be in my stomach forever.
Well, maybe, I mean, I may be stacking things up too much on myself, but maybe if you vomit into my mouth, I can take my father with me.
Arnie, that's the least you could do.
It's the least?
You could do.
If the play farts has taught us nothing.
Do I get a say in this?
No, I think you're out of this right now. This is a family thing.
All right, well, that's fair, because you don't need two stool parents. Let's go.
Yes, puke into his mouth. Drink from that mug there, and it will be three birds in one cup.
Oh, yes, we could get the chicken aunt in here as well.
Just give it up to Chuck. Just up Chuck.
Who's Chuck?
Charles.
Oh, I'm Chuck. Me Chuck.
I call him Chuck.
Down Chuck, more like.
All right, Charles. I want to give your father to you.
He's not my father!
Sorry, Puddle Hump.
There's got to be a better way to phrase that.
Here, I'm going to orally deposit your father.
Yes, in the name of the father.
This is, in fact, how my mother used to feed me.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Okay, let me think of various things in this last hour that's made me want to throw up.
What about when the wizard was hiking up his dress?
Oh, that. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
God.
Beautiful and so natural.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I swallowed some of your father.
That's all right. It's all within me. I think we're all good now.
That's great. Is there anything you want to say to your father?
Welcome home.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I just sat on your mom. Seriously. I'm so sorry. I am never going to forget how I met your mother. Try as I might. I want to say goodbye. This is going to take a while.
I feel like Charles has done such a spectacular job tonight that maybe he should take over hosting. Perhaps Charles should be in charge?
Of our days and our nights?
No, just the podcast.
Oh, okay.
He has some very upsetting political views, I will admit, though.
Listen, Charles is just in charge over me.
Oh, okay. Hey, Spurt, did you have another poem that we could maybe go out on?
I do. In response to the insecurities of the previous poem, Diffident Dreams of a Mysterious Muse, Wherein Spurt Gains Wisdom, my latest poem is called Fuck My Haters. Fuck these haters, imitators, tergiversators. Have you heard the latest? Spurt is the greatest. Something for the laureates to yell about. Elder shall dispel the doubt. Spurt about to spell it out. S to the P to the U R T. Down with Usador, Chunt, and you, Arnie. E to the L to the D E R. Peace out to the Vermilion Minotaur.
Thank you so much. We are Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yummy!
Well, sometimes improv echelons overlap. Sometimes the rabid delusional dog catches the car. And of course, none of that really happened. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Adil Rafai and eventually by Matt Young. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young, and subsequently by Adil Rafai. Charles the Turkey was played by special guest Scott Adsit, who also played Puddle Hump the Duck and the unnamed chicken with soul-swapping powers. You might know Scott Adsit from 30 Rock, where he played Peter Hornberger. In the new year, look for him on Veep, Girl Boss, and Kimmy Schmidt. Sean Gamador, the rally organizer, was played by Shannon Kaysen. Check out his storytelling podcast, Homemade Stories, on iTunes. You know what's fun? Being the improviser who has to follow Scott Adsit. Spurt the Elder was played by Andy Carey. Andy performs with the Improvised Shakespeare Company and Lil Tooties at Chicago's IO Theater. I think we all can agree his first poem was a masterpiece. The Haunted Soup and Haunted Stool were played by, ready for a reveal that makes the usual suspects look like Blue's Clues, Arnie Niekamp. I know, go back and listen again, you'll hear the nuances. The Haunted Mug was played by, let's just say Joseph Fine. Yes, Shakespeare in Love, Enemy at the Gates, and A Haunted Mug. That's a body of work to feel good about. Hey, factcheck.org, come at me, bro. Hey, Craig, what's got two thumbs and wants you to finish the credits? What I'm saying is the two human thumbs I grafted onto a piece of banana bread last night when I was bored are gesturing for you to finish the credits. Either that or begging for death.
Just please stop spreading butter on that. Ugh. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. Special thanks to the Chicago Podcast Festival, and especially Jonathan Pitts and Tyler Green. Also the F&AM Theater, as well as recording engineer Michael Pickett, live engineer Andrew Dallas, and the whole Bread and Roses team. And if you want to see Hello from the Magic Tavern live, you really, really should. The next live show is at SF Sketchfest, Sunday, January 29th, at the Eureka Theater in San Francisco. Guests include Michael Hitchcock, who's been in like a million things, including all the Christopher Guest movies, and Rhea Butcher, who is just amazing and funny. Awesome, right? Get more info and tickets at sfsketchfest.com. If you just want more Magic Tavern to download and listen to, Arnie, Chun, and Usador all appeared on a recent episode of Comedy Bang Bang, episode 461. Yes, it is a comedy crossover. I cannot believe we got to do that. Boy, there's a lot of stuff to talk about at the end of this episode. Finally, if you want to buy Magic Tavern stuff for the holidays, or, just for the hell of it, you can get shirts at store.earwolf.com and a really cool Magic Tavern poster at hellofromthemagictavern.com/shop. You have no excuse not to point a web browser at something Magic Tavern related today. So, go for it.
Okay, Banana Bread, I'll end your hellish existence after one more thumbs up. There we go. Oh, I'm going to keep you around for one more day.
I'll just take it away. Please take it away. Oh, God.